Yeah, last year, for me, I mean, I was glad we won the game. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how many times I carried the ball. So, I just want to go down there and get a W again. You know, so whatever that formula is, I want to go do that.
Hello and welcome inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. It's time now for Steelers Live at 4 p.m. Bob Labriola and Tunch Ilkin are joining me today. And some good news, bad news in terms of the Steelers practice report for Thursday. The good news is Marcus Gilbert was a full participant for a second day in a row. We heard from him yesterday saying he'll be there on Sunday in Kansas City in a uniform. That looks like his arrow is pointed up. Ryan Shazier was limited yesterday, full participant today. Marquise Pouncey did not practice on Wednesday. He was out there as a full participant today. But then, guys, the bad news, second straight day for Ramon Foster not practicing. Do you begin to worry at all if he'll be able to go on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I like to think that a wily veteran like Ramon doesn't need a whole lot of reps during the middle of the week. But on the other side of that, I mean, I think he's a fairly integral part of the silent count thing that I would imagine they're going to be using
pretty much
for every offensive snap the whole day.
BJ could do it too. You know, the one thing that Pounce brings is the girth, you know, and whether it's Chris Jones, Benny Logan, or Alan Bailey, you like to have his girth and his nasty on the field with you because he's the kind of guy that you want walking down a dark alley with you as you and hey, you know, I guess you know, Arrowhead is kind of that dark alley as NFL venues go. It's a very, very tough place to play.
So in terms of Ramon Tunch, if he practices in some capacity tomorrow on Friday, are you good with him playing on Sunday?
Missy, I don't care if he didn't take a rep all week. If
okay.
he feels good Sunday morning when he wakes up, I'm playing him. You know, that's the beauty of being a veteran. Now, I wouldn't do that with one of the younger guys or a guy that hasn't played a lot of football. But Ramon Foster has played a lot of football, so he wakes up Sunday and he feels good. If he hasn't taken a rep all week, I'm starting him.
Yeah, and the other thing starting Ramon allows you then to do is you have both Chris Hubbard and B.J. Finney
right.
as those extra guys because I really believe, well, certainly, I actually broke the rules and did a little research on this. Since 1992, the Steelers going to Arrowhead in all of the games in which they've run the ball successfully and enough times, a lot, they win.
Yeah.
When they don't, they lose. So I would like to see Ramon Foster be able to play on Sunday, so then that would also allow B.J. Finney and or Chris Hubbard to get a helmet maybe and then contribute as, you know, that extra tight end.
Hey, man, I'd like to see you both out there. Get double tight ends with extra linemen. You got seven linemen out there. Let's pound a ball. Let's get after them. You know what? Two things happen. When you're pounding the ball, Labs, number one, obviously you know this, you're eating up clock. And number two, if you move the chains and you're imposing your will on the will of the opponent. But you run the ball effectively, you take that loud crowd right out of the game.
All right, we're going to have Tunch break down the Chiefs for us. We're going to take a quick break, and you also get a chance to hear from both of the Steelers coordinators. We'll be right back.